The sound is okay, I presume? Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Bahalosha. Parshas Bahalosha is an interesting sedra. It contains a series of unusual or seemingly disconnected events. Not necessarily unusual, but there are a bunch of different stories, different narratives, briefer narratives. Soloveitchik once gave a whole presentation to show how they're all related and so on, which is not what I'll talk about tonight. I'd like to look at the very last of the episodes that are identified or found in this Sedra, and that is the story of Miriam. We find at the very end of Parshat Bahalosha, the first source, Parakid Beis, starting with Pasuk Aleph, Atadaber Miriam Ba'aron B'Moshe Al Odos Isha Kushes Asher Loka Ki Isha Kushes Loka. Moshe, or I'm sorry, Miriam and Aaron, the older sister and brother, respectively, of Moshe, spoke about Moshe's wife. Okay, it doesn't say exactly what they said, but Chazal tell us that they remarked about the fact that Moshe separated himself from his wife, Zipporah, and they said in Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Harak Ach Moshe Dibar Hashem, Halo Gambano Dibar. Right? Why did Moshe have to do that? Is Moshe the only one to whom Hashem spoke? You know, is he the only Navi? Hashem has spoken to us as well, say Aaron and Miriam, and we didn't separate ourselves from our spouses. Why did Moshe have to do that? Okay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly tells Moshe and Aaron and Miriam to go outside the Almighty, which they do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen here, in source one, Pasuk Vav of Perek Yud Beis. Vayomer Shimon Odvarai, listen to my words. If you're going to have other prophets like yourselves, Hashem b'mara elav esado, I will reveal myself to them through a vision, through some sort of a dream, b'chaloma daber bo. Because Baruch Hu says, I communicate to people who are Nevi'im through some kind of a vision, a trance, a dream. Okay? But lo chein avdi Moshe, but not so with regards to Moshe. Pasaches pe el pe daber bo. Him I speak to mouth to mouth, face to face, right? Directly. Umare velo bechidos. He has a direct sight and there's no riddles and symbolisms and different things representing different things and so on. Usmunas Hashem Yabit. He can look, as it were, directly at me. And therefore, madua lo yireisim l'daber ba'avdi Moshe. Therefore, how dare you not have, how dare you speak ill of my servant Moshe? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry in the last pasuk that I printed there in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud, 1, and this was 1. Miriam developed, as we know, tzaras, skin affliction, similar to leprosy. And Aaron turned and saw that she had tzaras. Okay, and we know, the Gemara tells us in Erchin, Daftes Vav Amud Veis, source number 2, Amar B'Yosef and Zimra, Kolam Esaper, Lashon Hara, Negayim Boimalav. Somebody speaks Lashon Hara, one of the punishments is he gets Negayim, he gets tzaras. So here, Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. They said it wasn't right, that he should leave his wife and so on and so forth. They spoke ill of him, and therefore Miriam was given tzaras. We also know the connection. Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, by Yikra Perek Yedalad, Sukkim Aleph and Beis, source 3, by Debre Shalom Shalom Mor, Zos Tia Torah HaMetzora. What kind of word is that? Metzora, says the Gemara in Erchin. Okay, on the same page, Av Tesvav Mebeis, source 4. Omer Ish Lakish, Maidach Siv, Zos Tia Torah HaMetzora, Zos Tia Torah Shal Motzi Shemra. The word Metzora is a shortened form, a contracted form of the word Motzi Shemra, someone who speaks ill of others, spreads slander, gossip about something. That's what the word Metzora. And so, Miriam got Tzoras. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadi Zion and Aleph, source 5, makes it clear that Aaron also got Tzoras. Look in source 5. Tanya Kimand Omar of Aaron Nitzar, the Si Vaif and Aaron Mimene Mitzaras, Tana, Shepona Mitzaraso. He had his own Tzoras. The only thing is, Rashi says there, on Tzadi Zion and Aleph, Kodam and Isrape. He was healed first. Miriam got the worst punishment because she was the instigator. If you look back in Pasuk Aleph, Perikid Bey, source 1, Batadaber, Miriam, the Aaron. Miriam instigated, Aaron participated. They both got punished with Tzaras, according to this opinion in the Gemara, but Miriam got it worse, and that was the punishment for Lashon Hara. Okay, now it's interesting. We learn a number of important concepts relating to Lashon Hara from this story. The Sifrei, not here, but in Parshas Dvarim, okay, Piska Aleph, the Sifrei in Dvarim, Piska Aleph, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, a place identified as Chatzeros. That's where this took place. In fact, I didn't print it, but the very last Pasuk in our Sedra indicates that this this the story of Miriam and Aaron and so on, and the Tzaraas took place in a place called Chatzeros. So when Chatzeros is identified later in the Chumash, the Sifrei, their comments, you have to learn what I did to Miriam in Chatzeros. And what's the connection? Miriam wasn't a nobody. Miriam was a righteous woman. I still did not forgive her. Certainly other people aren't as righteous as Miriam. They speak Lashon Hara, they're going to get punished too. Miriam, Moshe was her kid brother. Okay? Miriam was an older sister. She was talking about her kid brother. And still she got punished for that. So certainly if someone speaks slander and gossips about someone greater. Okay? Another, Dover Acher, Ma Miriam, Dover Lo Shoma, called Miriam Alamachim Avad. Well, it says in the Pasuk, American based Pasuk, Alamat, that Bear Miriam Aaron, they didn't broadcast this. It was on Facebook or Twitter or something. They didn't publicize this news. Okay, they were talking amongst themselves. Nobody heard about it, except for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But nobody heard about it. It wasn't public news. Okay, but nevertheless, right, as it says, Vayishma Hashem, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu heard. But it wasn't told to other people, and they got him punished. They got punished for that Lashon Hara. So says the Sifrei, concludes, imagine you spread slander and gossip about somebody to other people. We can do that much more effectively than ever before today, right? So Alchas Kama Kama. The Rambam, in the very end of Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Yud, of Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, very end, says, talks about Tzoras is and so on, the very end. And he explains the procedure of Tzaraas. If you remember back from the Sedra's Tazria and Mitzorah, so first a person can get Tzaraas in his house. The walls of his house are discolored. That's a message to him to stop doing the bad things that he's doing. Then if that doesn't work, it affects his clothes. If that doesn't work, it affects his body and so on. That's what the Rambam, I'm saying it outside just to save a moment or two. But that's what the Rambam outlines over here, the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas. And then he says, similar to that Sifrei, he says, now imagine, he says on the third line of the next page, "Ina zemazir b'torah v'omer, he shomer b'negat torah zochar asha shem lekech l'miriam b'derech." We'll come back to that puzzle in a second because that's the theme of tonight's shiur. We're told never to forget what happened to Miriam. Hareo omer, what does it mean? Not forget. His bonanu, investigate, pay attention, understand it deeply. Ma'ira l'miriam hanavia, look what happened to Miriam. Shedibra b'achia shoyse gdolim imenu, she spoke about a younger brother. She was older than him. Not only was she older, but Gidalta al-Birkah, remember, she raised Moshe. Remember, Shifra and Pua and so on and so forth, and Miriam took care of Moshe with the, you know, made sure that the little boat that the mother built, you know, the little raft that the mother built was, the basket was taken by the daughter of Paro, and she called her mother, right? She was involved in helping save him. By Gidalta al-Birkah, Sikna Atzma, let's see, Lamayam. And she even endangered herself, right? She got herself into potential trouble to save him. And Lo Dibra Bignuso, okay, she didn't really say anything so terrible about Moshe, right? It wasn't embarrassing. Elatosa, the main mistake was she didn't realize that he was as a Navi. He couldn't be with a wife because he had to be ready to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. We'll get back to that. And not only that, for Hulo Hikbin HaKol HaDvar Ma'ilu. And Moshe wasn't offended by any of this. He wasn't makbit. He didn't feel bad. As the Pasuk says back in the Source 1, okay, Pasuk Gimel, Vayish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Moshe was humble. He wasn't offended by any of this. He wasn't bothered. So certainly, if you can imagine, and even though she's, even so, she was still visited with Tzaraas. So Kal Vachomer, Bnei Adam, Harashayim, Atipshim, foolish, wicked people who speak lots of, you know, idle chatter and gossip about others who are greater than them, and they spread it to other people, and they harm other people, and people are mocked and so on. He quotes a pasuk, Kohelas, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis 10, the second half, which says, "Bekol Ksil Berov Devarim." Okay, a fool speaks a lot, and when there's nothing to talk about, that's how the Alshon explains in 11. Kohelas Parakei Pasuk Beis, the Alshon says, "Kol Ksilke Maradvarim Barov Dvarim Ba'inyan Muat." There's not much to talk about, but they make a fuss about it. They trump it up. They make it something terrible. That's what it's, that's what Lashon Hara is about. And so now we come to the Psukim that Rambam just mentioned in Parshas Kisetze, Dvarim Parakov Dalid Pasuk Tes Zochar Es. I'm sorry, Pasuk Ches first. He Shomer Benega Hatzaras. Be careful with the laws of Tzaras, right? Or if you're afflicted with Tzaras. Lishmor ma'od v'la'asos k'chol asher ros hamakon v'lavim kasher tzivisim tishmu la'asos. Do everything which the Kohanim tell you to do. You remember again from Parshas Tazwi and Mitzorah that the Kohanim are the key players in terms of the process of, first of all, determining that something is indeed Tzaraas and eventually curing the person of Tzaraas, etc. So Pasuk says, remember all that, right? It talks about Tzaraas. And the very next Pasuk, Perek Avdalad, Pasuk says, Zohar es asher osa shem lakech Miriam baderech b'tzeisen Mitzrayim. Don't forget what happened to Miriam when Hashem did to Miriam when they left Mitzrayim. That's a Zohar. That reminds us. What does that sound like? Like Amalek, right? Zohar es asher osa lakech Amalek. And other Zohars, we'll see in a moment. So the Sifrei says, why are these two psukim just juxtaposed? A pasuk about Tzaraas and Miriam. So the Sifrei there in Dvarim, Pisco Resh Ayin Hey. Okay, before the other Sifrei we saw was the other Sifrei we saw was where? That was in the Pisco Aleph, right? But here the Sifrei in Pisco Resh Ayin Hey in Dvarim says, "Bechimai nizel azeh." Okay, Nasto in Lamercha she'ein negoyim bama el alashon, because negoyim come, Tzaraas comes because of lashon hara. And again, it says the same thing. Miriam didn't speak in the Moshe's face, and she didn't offend him, and so on and so forth. So too, everyone else will be punished also for Lashon Hara. And it's interesting, the Rashbam, this commentary there in Parshas Kisetze, Perek Chavdal Potzeches, Yishom Enegah Tzaraas, Shafilu Melech Guzio, right? Even if you're the king, it doesn't matter. You can't honor and then say, we're not going to, no, you can get Tzaraas also. And he'll have to sit outside the camp by himself, just like everybody else. And you have to remember, next Rashi calls Jerusalem Shari Tizkor es Asher Osa Shemakach Lamirim Shaf Al Pi Shoyis and Aviyah Vachos Moshe Lo Chol Kol Kovod. And they didn't, she wasn't treated any different than anybody else. She had to sit outside the camp. The only thing is they waited for her, but other than that, everything was the same. That's how the Das the Kenan Balatosus points out. You have to treat everybody the same for this Avera. Now, what's interesting is an interesting question. It's actually raised. I don't have it in the database. I don't have it in the sheets. But the Rochana Wasserman in the Sefer Kovetz Ha'aretz on Agados Simon Yud Beis O Zion raised an interesting question. He said all the fuss regarding Aaron and Miriam is made in connection with Lashon Hara. We should learn you're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara and all the things. Good. But Lechora, says Rochana, what Aaron and Miriam did was worse than Lashon Hara. They had a bigger problem than just Lashon Hara, as bad as that is. He said, let's take a look. We know the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Mish Aleph, the famous Rambam Perish HaMishnah Chelek. That's where he lists the 13 Ikar Emunah, what we call the Ani Mamins, right? Rambam didn't formulate the form of Ani Mamin, but the 13 Ikar Emunah. Reisil Adaber Kali Yisodos Rabin, Emunos Gedolei HaArech, one of very important foundations, foundational principles. Umasharoi Shaskiran Zel Mokom Yoser, Sheikre Toroseno HaTahor V'Yisodoseh, Shoshesre Yisodos. There are, in my opinion, 13 fundamental principles of our conviction, of our faith. Okay, what are they? So he goes through them, and he says, this is what's relevant to us. Look at number six. Hayisod hashishi hanavua. The sixth one is that there's a concept of prophecy, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will sometimes visit a person with prophecy. Okay, hamina noshi, there are certain people who have certain skills and so on. They achieve a certain level of shleimus. Okay, they can receive nevuah. That's the nevi, and we have to believe in the concept of nevuah. That is Yisod number six. Then, continuing in 17, by Yisod HaShvi'i, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a separate one. Okay, it's a separate one. It's not like, well, you could argue, well, once you believe in the Nevi'im, so Moshe's also a Nevi. He was a greater Nevi. But no, the Rambam points out, Abba Chanan and others, okay, presents this as a separate one, a separate Yisod, as a separate one of the Ikar Emunah, the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which means it's qualitatively different, not just it was better, it's a qualitatively different point. And he says, right, various differences, he mentions four of them, okay? He says, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, last line of this page, Nivdalam Nevuas Kol Sharnavim, but Arbo Havdalim, four distinctions. Harishon, Shekol Novi Zeshi'en Hashem Medabar So Ki'im, Al Yadei, next page, Al Yadei, what's the place here? Emtza'i. With all other prophets, there's some kind of intermediary, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak to him directly. It's either in a trance or a vision. It's through a malach or something. But a Moshe, b'liyem tzai, based on our pasuk, pel peh, mouth to mouth. Second difference, have the Hashem shekol novel level chazor al-bizman Hashem. Other Nevi'im will fall asleep. Either be at night or they'll fall into a deep sleep during the day, and they'll see their vision when in a trance and not in a conscious state. Okay? There'll be some kind of a dream. It won't be in a conscious state. Okay. However, not Moshe. Third line. Moshe Bala Diba Bayom. We all made it standing, right? Not wide awake. Right? Moshe will be spoken to by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. A third, the Shlishi. Okay. Avdal Shishi, Shanovi, Kashavala Chazon, Afu Shumara, Aide Malach, Yechalshu kocho sav mischalcha gufo yerav mora otzim ma'od kilo holech lomos. The experience of nevuah is a powerful physical experience, and the navi, after experiencing the nevuah, is physically drained, feels tired, almost ready to drop dead, feels exhausted. Okay, the power, the experience, the prophetic experience, is such a dramatic, or it's a powerful experience, that the prophet feels weakened, you know, afterwards. But not Moshe. Moshe ain't okay. No problem. He can get up and go. Right. It says, I quoted the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa in 18. The Rambam quotes Parak Lamed Gimel Shmos Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'dibur Hashem Moshe Ponim El Ponim. Kadosh Baruch Hu talked him face to face. Kashe Daba Yisrael, like a person talks to his friend. You're not exhausted physically and emotionally afterwards. V'shavu L'machal, and right there he can roll right back to the camp. No problem. And the distinction number four. A Navi can't decide when he wants to have communication with Hashem, only when Hashem decides. And the Rambam says, could be a Navi could go a number of years without having any prophetic vision, but not Moshe. Okay, Moshe can ask for it whenever he wants. That's also a pasuk in our Sedra. Remember, by Pesach Sheni, it was a year after Yitzis Mitzrayim. There were certain people with Tomei who couldn't bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the year after Pesach, the 14th Nisan. So yes, what do we do? The Pesach Sheni. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the answer offhand. He had to consult with Hashem. Look what he says in Source 19. And our Sedra, also in Perek Tesa, B'midbar Pasuk Ches, Barmalei Moshe, Imdu Ve'eshma'a Ma'yitzav Hashem Chem. Wait here, I'll find out what Hashem said. He can just go and ask Hashem right down there. So those are the four distinctions, which means that Moshe may not have a qualitatively different type of Nevuah. So B'chana Wasserman asks, What did Miriam and Aaron say? Go back to the first source in our Sedra. What did Miriam and Aaron say? They said, what's Moshe got to leave his wife for? We also are in the Nevi'im. Means that they didn't see any difference between their Nevuah and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That means they rejected this seventh of the Ikar Emunah. That's not because that's heresy. That's worse than Lashon Hara. Better than Lashon Hara is. That's what Hanan wonders, why they aren't held accountable, so to speak, for that Avera as well. So Hanan suggests that maybe, okay, that was not known until this point. In other words, when did it develop that Moshe had this qualitatively different? When was it made clear that Moshe had this qualitatively different type of Nevuah? That was here in this episode. So Miriam and Aaron didn't know it. So you can't count it as heresy. The problem with that is, back in Parshas Yisro, yeah.
But he had the same idea when the Mekoshesh, when the Mekalel. So
right.
How
right.
Does Rabbi...
Yes, it could be that they didn't know, they weren't aware of that. Okay, and I don't think by the Mekoshes and the Mekalel, I don't think it says the same language. Imdu Veshma, let me check it out. Kosh Baruch Hu gave him the answer, but it doesn't say I can find.
But he was the one who initiated the question because he had the problem.
Right, but I don't know that he told them, listen, you guys wait here, I'll find out. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. I suspect that it's because of the language it presents it here. But it's another problem. Maybe that's also a problem. There's another problem. Back in Parshas Yisro, Shmos Perkin Test Pasuk Test 21, it says, I want to show Moshe, I'm going to reveal myself. This is right before Matan Torah. And he says, Babur Yishma Amidabri Imach, the Gam Bechoya Aminu Lulam. I'm going to speak to the people so they'll listen to me and they'll see that I speak to you and they'll believe in you forever. That was by Matan Torah. The Gam B'Choya Amidu L'Olam. It says the Ramban over there in Parshas Yisro, Shmos Parakut Test, Pasuk Test 22. The Gam B'Choya Amidu L'Neitzah B'Chol Adoros. And therefore, if any Navi comes and contradicts, we'll know that no, you already had the Nevuah. And the Ramban goes ahead to quote the Pesukim of Maaseh Sedra that highlights the difference of that of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, all right, so it's an interesting question. Something we can ponder. I saw in a Sefer Chavetzelos HaSharon on our Sedra in Parshas Baal Osef from a contemporary Talmud Chacham. I think it was Yosef Kalbach. He gives a teretz that maybe, not everything was known. It was not entirely known. All four things weren't known. Maybe that Moshe had to be ready for Nevuah any time. That wasn't known. The Drosh HaSaran, he quotes the Drosh HaSaran. That's time to look it up. The Drosh HaSaran in Drush Ches in 20 mentions that, the idea of Pel Peh, that you have to be ready any time. Maybe that wasn't known. Other qualitative differences weren't known. Okay, you look in the Ran, okay. But it became known over here. Certain things were known, certain things weren't known. Okay. In any event, the question is an interesting question. All right. So that's what some say. If you look in the Rashi and our Sedra in Baal Osef 23, Perkin Beis Pasuk Ches, but Avdi B'Moshe, you know, it's, the Pasuk says, Hashem said, why weren't you hesitant to speak against my servant, against Moshe? What's the double language? Just say against my servant. We know we're talking about Moshe. Just say against Moshe. We know he's Hashem's servant. So Rashi says, no. Right? Two levels. So maybe both levels became clear at that time that Moshe had a qualitatively different type of nevuah in more ways than what they thought at first. So that's what Hashem said. It's not just my Eved, it's Moshe. Okay, that's what this Kabbalah developed. It's an interesting approach. But getting back to the issue that I wanted to focus on, okay? And that is that the Torah tells us explicitly that there's a mitzvah to remember what happened to Miriam. And the Ramban, in his commentary over there in Parshas Ki Tse, Dvarim Perkav Dalet Pasuk Tes 24, the Ramban writes, what's the connection? The previous Pasuk said, remember about the laws of Tzoras. And now it says, remember what happened to Miriam. So in Bos Elizor, Shalom Tikalaka B'Tzoras, Lo Tesapra, Lashon Hara, says Ramban. You want to make sure you don't get Tzoras, don't speak Lashon Hara. That's what Rashi said. But then the Ramban said, Lofi Daiti Shei Mitzvahs Asei Mamish. And that's our point for tonight. The Ramban says that this is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Zochor, to remember what happened to Miriam. That's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Kimo, Zochor Shama Shabbos Akadjo. Zochor Shama Shatzos and Mitzvahim. Zochor Shashar Sorachor Amalek. All the famous ones. Kulam, says the Ramban, Kulam, Mitzvah. They're all Mitzvahs. And therefore, this is one of them. And this is part of, you know, the chait, the aver of Lashon Hara. You shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. You have to remember the terrible punishment and so on and so forth. And then he quotes a Sifra, which I quoted down in Source 27. So take a look in 27. The Sifra is in the beginning of Parshas Bichu Kosai, Parsha Aleph, you know, the Oz Gimel, Halacha Gimel. That's 27. Bechainu Omer Zohar Soma Shabbos Lekacho. Now, what does that mean, Zohar Soma Shabbos Lekacho? Yochol Belibcha. Maybe mentally is enough. Right? Mentally, I remember the Shabbat. No, Kishomer Shomer, right? Look in 28 and 29, right? We know that Aseres Dibros Yisroel, we spoke with this the other week, Parakhof of Shmos Pasuches, Zochar Shomer Shabbos Akacho, and Vos Hanan, the second presentation of Dibros, Parakhay of Dvorim Pasuk Yerbeis, Shomer Shomer Shabbos Akacho, right? So Zochar and Shomer. So Shomer usually means to guard something, preserve something. So says the Sifra back in 27, which again, the Ramban in 24 quotes, he says, if it would have just said Shomor, that means, you know, preserve it, right? Guard it in your mind. But now that Hashmer, Hare Shmir Slave Amura. But Hamani Mekayim Zachar, she is Shona Beficha. Got to verbalize it. And the same thing. Zachor Al Tishkach, Asher Tzavta Seshem Akecha Bamidbar. That's, you have to remember that you rebelled with the Egel Azov. That's in Parshas Akev, Source 31. Parak Test of Dvorim, Pasuk Zion. Zachor Al Tishkach. Asher Tzavta Seshem Akecha Bamidbar, right? That would you anger the Kaddish Baruch Hu, presumably referring to the Egel Azov in the Midbar. You have to remember that. Don't forget about that. And that too says it's a double language, Zachor Al Tishkach. Because if it would have just said, Yochol Belibcha Kishor Al Tishkach, that means don't forget in your mind. But what does Zachor mean? Shateshona Beficha. Verbalize it. And Vechenu Omer, same thing by Oz. Zachor Sashor Sashor Kechel Miriam. Yochol Belibcha, no. Kishor Omer in the previous Pasuk, he Shomer Benegat Zarat. Lishmor Ma'ov Lasos Hari Shechaz Levamura. The previous Pasuk says, guard, be careful, don't speak Lashon Hara. Right? That's a mental remembrance. What does Zohar mean? Shadeshon Beficha, and of course, Amalek also, it says Zohar and Lo Sishkach, and Parshat Ksetzet, Varm Perkhof, hey, Pasuk Yud Zayin says Zohar, Pasuk Yud Tes concludes Lo Tishkach. So the Sifra lumps all of these things together and says that there's a mitzvah not just to remember the mice of Miriam, but to verbalize it. It's a shona at beficha. So that's the Ramban, getting back to 24. That's what Ramban says. You have to verbalize all this. Okay, look at the end of that paragraph. Zohar es asher osa shom lekecha lemirim, kshetehe mazkir ze befeh tamid. To regularly mention this. Doesn't say how often, but he says regularly mention it. So says the Ramban. And therefore, that's why. Umikan nir asher abo senu yasu osa mitzvah. That's why this is to be counted as a mitzvah. Okay, and it's part of the Isra of Lashon Hara and so on. We should just be aware that the Ramban puts his money where his mouth is. In his Hasogos, in his addenda to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he notes that the Rambam never does not count remembering the mice of Miriam as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, that you have to verbalize Zohar Sashar Osa Shem Lekachal Miriam. Ramban, in his addenda, his Hasogos, in the back of the Mitzvahs Asay, he lists off all of the Mitzvahs Asay that he feels that the Rambam should have counted but didn't. There's other things he felt the Rambam shouldn't have counted, but did. And somehow they all end up with 613. Okay. But anyway, number seven on the list in source 25, we have to remember verbally with our mouths, and keep in our mind as well, and so on and so forth. When she was a Novi and Moshe didn't care, all those things we mentioned before. But that's what the Pasuk means. And a connection to Tzaraas and so on. And according to Ramban, this is absolutely a mitzvah saseh, just like all the other ones that are mentioned, just like Zachar Shema Shabbos is a mitzvah saseh to verbalize the Shabbos, right? And just like Amalek, right? Parsha Zachar, that's a deraisa. This is also a deraisa. According to Ramban, that's what he concludes. Im kein, roya limnosa, mitzvah min hamitzvahs. Okay, it should be counted as one of the Tariq mitzvahs, even though, with due respect, the Rambam does not count it. Okay, the Rambam leaves it out. Now, look at one of the Ramban. Okay, it's interesting because the Ramban in his comment on the Chumash also throws in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not mentioned in the Sifra because there's no pasuk of Lo Tishka or Al Tishkach, or Ishomer, or Shomor. You don't have a parallel by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim, you could taka do mentally. Okay? But anyway, look, we'll get back to that point in a second. But look at the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze, Perchofei Pasuk Yizayin, on Parshas Zochor, Zochor's Asher Oso Chamolik. The Ramban there writes also, V'chein b'maisim Miriam, Nitztavinu lahodil levanenu l'sapra l'dos. We have to tell this over and teach our children and to speak it over generations. Right? We have, this is a mitzvah to never forget what happened to Miriam. And he said, and even though maybe you should think we should try and keep it quiet to protect the dignity, they don't want to speak big nusan shel tzadikim. I mean, Miriam was a tzadikim. So we're not going to hide it. We'll read it when it comes up in the Torah. We don't have to highlight it. No, we do have to highlight it. Siva HaKos lahodil legaloso, says Ramban. We have to talk about it and publicize it. It's a mitzvah to remember and to make it known. Okay, because it's such a terrible chait and so many bad things happen and so on. Like the Gemara says, everybody gives in to Lashon Hara. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra, towards the very end of the Masechta, Kuf Samech Hayam Adal, Baba Basra, 35, Amar Behud Amar Rav, Rov Begezel Mir Paras, Vakol Belashon Hara. Right? Many people are not careful with money, sometimes steal. Maybe they're not careful with taxes or whatever. Many people steal a little bit. Mir Paras, a minority of people are not careful with the laws of incest and adultery and so on. But kulon b'lashon hara, that's everybody. At least what's called avak lashon hara. It may not be outright lashon hara, but similar to lashon hara and so on. That's how the Rashbam explains it. You know, we think it's okay to steal and so on and so forth. The Rambam brings that la'alocha, by the way. Hilchos yisur be a parakom beiz halacha yotest. The Rambam begins, everybody is guilty of lashon hara. So therefore, says Ramban, since it's such a common avera, we have to remind people of the severity of the punishment of it. Look what happened to Miriam. We have to remember what happened. So the Ramban is very clear that should be counted as a mitzvah saseh. Interestingly, source 38, the Megillas Esther, right, the Yitzchak de Leon, who wrote a defense, basically, his whole sefer is to defend the Rambam against the objections of the Ramban. Ramban, a lot of times, yes, kashas, against the Ramban couldn't get an answer straight from the Rambam. So the Ramban asked kashas against the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And a long while later, this Yitzchak de Leon wrote the response, how you can defend the Rambam against the Ramban's objection. And guess what? Here in Source 38, Mitzvah Zion, he says, I don't have an answer. Well, I can tell you, I think the Ramban is right. I don't have a defense of the Rambam. He says, it's in the Gemara. Okay, it's in the Sifrei, actually, rather, in the Medrash. And it should be counted as a mitzvah. So therefore, why shouldn't it be any different than the other Zohars? So here, the Megillas Esther is at a loss and is unable to defend why the Rambam didn't count it. He thinks the Ramban is right. And by the way, the Sefer Mitzvah's Katan Smak also counts it as a mitzvah. Mitzvah Kuf Chav Dalet, 41. Okay. So Lelech Rochel, right? You're not allowed to be a talebearer, a gossiper. And that's a possibility. Ba'ik and Kedosh, we'll get to that. Uksiv Zohar, Sashar Asah, Shem Lemiriam. Zeu Mitzvah Saseh, Shalei Saper Losh Nahara. A pen yilokim, it's like a mitzvah say to remember what happened. He also counted the mitzvah say. So the smack is like the Ramban, and the Megillas Esther says doesn't understand why the Rambam didn't count it. Now one could say because the Rambam perhaps has it subsumed under whatever the issue of lashon hara is, it's subsumed. But okay, when you see many of the money mitzvahs count remembering the mice of Miriam as a regular mitzvah, as I said, the Sefer Charedim, mentioned in the past of Elezer Askari, he wrote an unusual Sefer Mitzvahs. He divided the mitzvahs up based upon the part of the body that you use for the mitzvah. So the mitzvah Tzum Soyad, use your hand. Tzum Soros, use your head. This is the shofar, you listen with your ear. This mitzvah, you walk. That mitzvah, you're a little bit taking your hands. Whatever, he has all the mitzvahs that are done by different parts of the body. So he writes, the Charedim writes in 42, a mitzvah Asay Perak Aleph, mitzvahs Asay Min HaTorah, Teluyos Belev, Be'efshel HaKam Rechol Yom. I'm going to give you now a list of things that are belev, mentally, and it can be done every day. So one of them is, in Memhei, Os Memhei, is Zohar Sashah Sashah Lekach Lemerim. He mentioned that that's a mental thing, that they do it every day, but he says that it's a mental performance. However, in the next section, so it's 43, in the Mitzvah Saseh section of the Sefer Charedim, Torah Dalet, in Os Chav Dalet, here he's talking about the Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Tzlus Bepeh, the things you do with your mouth, and it can be done every day. And what is one of them? What's Chav Dalet in 43? Zohar Sashah Osa Hashem Lekach Lemerim. Okay? Remembering Miriam, the Charedim also counts as a Mitzvah Saseh. This is one of the things you do with your mouth. It's not enough. You have to do it mentally also. But it's not enough to do it mentally. You have to do it with your mouth. Okay? Now, when it comes to the Lo Saseh, okay, in Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Parak Aleph, Osh Yadalot, 44, he says we shouldn't forget it. That's something which is mental. So basically, the Lo Sishkach, or the Hishomer, by Negat Saras, is mentally not to put it out of our heads. But he also is clear, the Charedim is, that there's a Mitzvah Saseh to verbalize, remembering the Mice of Miriam. Now, assuming that this is correct, we're entitled to ask, well, how often? The Charedim said every day. Every day, that's what he says. Look at the introduction of 43. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, HaTluyos Bepeh, and so we're kind of right in the mouth, the Efshar LeKaimon B'chol Yom, you can kaim it every day. Okay, that's what he says. Now, is that the mitzvah to do it every day? I don't know. Okay, there are those who advance that there's no mitzvah to remember the Mice of Miriam every day, but rather it's after a certain period of time. What's the period of time? Within a year, every year. Because there's a Gemara in Brachas, Nun Chesam Beis 45, where the Gemara in Brachas says, Omar Rav, Ein Hameish Mishtakach Min Alev Elach HaShnei Masach Chodesh. Someone dies, he's forgotten about it after 12 months. Doesn't mean he's forgotten about it completely. But after 12 months, and of course, that's why there's 12 months of Avelis and so on. Okay, and basically, after 12 months, you learn how to move on. God forbid this relative died. It's a tragedy. You're sad, no matter how old the person is. But after 12 months, not that you forgot about the person forever, but it means your life has moved on. So this time is 12 months. So therefore, and that's what Rashi says in the Nelchesim Beis in there in Brachas in 46. It's like the same thing, a person who lost something. The Gemara says, after a year, you've abandoned hope of ever retrieving it again. It's the same thing here. Okay, it's the same thing over here. It's based on a pasuk in Tilim Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Nishkachti Kemeis Milev, and so on. So on the basis of this, Chassam Sofer discusses in his Tshuva, Chelek Eben HaEzer, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Yud Tes, 48. Chassam Sofer discusses, he thinks that all these Zohar mitzvahs are once a year. Minimum of once a year. And what he's bothered by over there is that sometimes you have a leap year, right? For example, this coming year, Tov Shin Pei Beis will be a leap year. So by the time we get to Zohar, Shabbat Zohar before Purim, guess what? More than a year will have passed. Because this past year, it was not a leap year. So more than 12 months have gone by from the time we laid Parsha Zohar in Tov Shin Pei to the time we're laying Parsha Zohar in Tov Shin Pei Aleph. So some sort of wonder what he'd do. Okay, it's supposed to be a year, so, you know, it's more than a year when you have an Adar Sheni next year, and Parsha Zohar is read in Adar Sheni before Purim, which is in Adar Sheni. So it's more than a year. That's what some sort of trouble with over there. And he says, and it could be a Daraisa here, not, you know, so on and so forth. Okay, so he says, one answer, the second answer he gives is, I'm sorry, one answer he gives is that a year in this particular instance means whatever the year of the halacha is. So if it's a 13-month year, it's a 13-month year. So the year will not have been considered to have gone by, so to speak. It's a whole discussion. Let's say I rent land, and I'm renting it for the year. Okay, so when do I have to return it? What is the leap? I have to return it for 12 months? What do I get the 13 months? Do I pay for 13 months, or is it 13-month a freebie? Right, those are some interesting questions that come up with the leap year, which maybe we'll discuss another time. Maybe next year, the leap year. Anyway, but be that as it may, you see that the same notion appears in this in some sofer that he feels that a year is a time. Okay, now it's interesting as an aside. The Or Sameach notes in Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel 49, Diva Mitzvah Mitzvah LaHazker. He talks about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he writes, you know, the Rambam never counts that. we're not talking about Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim at the Seder on Pesach night. That's something else. We're talking about Zechiras Yetzis Mitzrayim. And the Rambam indeed does not count that. That's what Samech says. The Rambam doesn't count it. He's a little bit bothered by it. Why does the Rambam count it? Okay. He should. Okay. After all, on the 16th of Nisan, right? We got it to the Mincha. That's something else. That's something else. But why doesn't he count this mitzvah on a nightly basis? And he thinks, you know what? Because it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's the Chachamim instituted. Look at the last line of 49. Or Samech writes, Tikno Avosenu Lizkor Bepeh Mole Yetzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. That's Tikno Avosenu. Okay, because there's no Zohar and no Tishka parallel by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So by Yetzias Mitzrayim, perhaps it's different. Okay, but the others, certainly, you have a mitzvah, at least according to some, it's daily, but the more common practice seems to be at least once a year. That's in some Sofer, and the Orsameach and others. Okay, all right. Now, the Magen Avraham wonders, let's look at move to 51 now. Magen Avraham in Siman Samach, Sivkot and Beis, wonders, well, if this is indeed a mitzvah, why don't we have a special Shabbos when we lay in this part of Parshas Baruch Hu, just like we have Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos for Purim, not long, three psukim, Zohar, Shosh, and so on, short leaning. Okay, we take out a whole Sefer Torah, make a whole big production about Parshas Zohar, and so on and so forth, right? Well, one does the Magen Avraham, the same thing here. We should have a Parshas Zohar that we take out of Torah and we make a big fuss about it and say a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember what happened to Miriam. We don't do that. What's going on? Tzarech tam, lama tikta likos parsha malik, mashalot tikta b'zichras acherim. Not that all the others have their own special parsha. None of the others have their own special parsha like a malik does. So the Magen Avraham says, Yesh lomar, the matan Torah that you have to remember the events of Har Sinai, we have a whole yontif. Yesh lanu chag atzeh, Shavuos, we had last week. You don't need a special reading. That's Shavuos. Okay, you have to. Good. Hu adin Shabbos. Okay. Shabbos, you know, every week we make Kiddush, and everything. So we do it. And then he writes, look at the last line of 51. That Magen Avraham says, Umaisa miru, umaisa egelo tiknu. You know why? It's embarrassing. All right. We don't want, they didn't make a takon of a special reading to read. Oh, remember the terrible events of Chet Ha'Egel. Oh, goody. You know, that's a nice thing, right? Or remember the terrible events of Miriam. Now, we don't even want to read it. You know, it's a story that's embarrassing. As a matter of fact,
it's the Parshas Parah, Dafka.
Right, the Malbim mentioned.
The mother comes to
clean the mess. That's what the Malbim says.
So
right.
It also, because Parshas Kisisa, the aliyahs are stretched so a Levi gets them.
Exactly what I was going to mention. Very good.
Okay.
I'll take it with both things.
You can take it from
here. We have a tradition, according to some, it's maybe a problem of the gear. So, but according to some, Parshas Parah is Doraisa. Also, why is Parshas Parah Doraisa? Yeah, very good. There's a lot of different answers. But one answer, I think it's the Malbim in the Sefer Hartz Zechaim, gives an answer. And he says, because the Parshas Parah is to atone for the Chet Ha'Egel, right? The Parah is the mother cow, and the Egel is the calf. So the Parshas Parah somehow, in some ways, atones for the Chet Ha'Egel. So therefore, we don't want to read Chet Ha'Egel, because the Magen Avraham says that it's embarrassing. So read Parshas Parah instead. Good. The other thing, though, is if you look in Parshas Kisisa, you'll find a very strange phenomenon. The Sefer has, I forget, 120 something psukim, more. Okay. But the first Aliyah has 44 psukim. The second Aliyah has 47 psukim. 91 psukim, the first two aliyahs, both bomb aliyahs. Then the whole rest of the said just split up in short sections. So you wonder, what were they drunk when they made up at the station? Why are you making an even distribution? Easier for the Balkari, easier for the Tzibur. Why do you have the first two aliyahs, 91 psukim, and the rest are split up, five, six psukim, eight, some even less, some a little more? So the answer is because we want to have that the aliyah, which talks about Chet Ha'Egel, should be the aliyah that the Levi is called up to, because the Leviim did not participate in the Chet Ha'Egel. So therefore, it's not so embarrassing for him. He wasn't part of it. His family wasn't part of it. For somebody else, we'll give you, we'll tell a guy, oh, Mechabed, you, we're giving the Chet Ha'Egel aliyah. Okay, you know, we'll sell it, $100 for Chet Ha'Egel. Right? So, not such a prestigious aliyah. It's all right, you can have that one. So, like we do at Tochacha, we call up the Chazan, right? The Balkari. But anyway, but the Leviim are going to be embarrassed about. So we have to divide it up in that funny way. I remember one time in my shul, years ago, there was a, normally speaking, in my shul, I follow the practice that there's no Kohen and there's a Levi, we go right to the Yisrael. We don't call up a Levi. Different traditions. That's the practice in my shul. But it was Parshas Kisisa, there was no Kohen, there was a Levi. Okay. So I said we're going to digress from the usual practice. We're calling up the Levi, and we're going to read the first two aliyahs together, 91 psukim. We read the whole aliyah. And then I add another aliyah somewhere else. I'll find another place to stop to get to the Shiva Krum. I wanted to fulfill this practice of having the Levi read. So the Levi got this bomb aliyah, 91 psukim, a 91 pasuk aliyah. That's a record. Okay, anyway, so we're getting back to this. So that's what Magen Avraham says. It's a little bit of a problem. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Chuvin 52. Moshe Feinstein writes, Igus Moshe Arachaim Chelek Hei Simen Dalad. He has Ha'oris on different parts of Shulchan Aruch. So on this Simen Samach, Siv Beis, and the Magen Avraham, he's bothered by this. Says, what do you mean? What do you mean they didn't want to institute a special laning? It's embarrassing to talk about what happened to Miriam, what happened with the Chet Egel. Says of Moshe, if it's a Din Doraisa, Doraisa, what do you mean? They didn't want to make a special laning. Are we dealing with a Doraisa or what? Okay, like the Ramban says, it's Doraisa remembrance. They should have done it. What do you mean it's embarrassing? Too bad. Okay, sounds like it's, you know, what's going on? So Moshe writes that really, strictly speaking, you know, you can be out, say, this Shabbos. Shabbos Parshas, B'halosho. Right? Well, we read it this Shabbos. We'll read the story of Miriam. So you don't have to have a special Shabbos. Strictly speaking, guess what? You can do that with Zohar also. Parsha Zohar, Miyotze, when it comes up around Kiseitze time. Can be Miyotze with that, not a problem. Right? We want to make a point about it. We connect it to Purim with Haman, according to most people, was from Amalek. So therefore, we connect it to Purim. We read it the Shabbos with Purim. But strictly speaking, you can be Miyotze when you read it, when it comes up in Parsha Kiseitze at the end of the summer. So that's what the Moshe writes in this Tshuva also. Same thing, that's why we don't have to have a special reading about Shabbos. There are plenty of times where Shabbos comes up, okay? And other things also. But like a different reason we wanted to do it, you know, to connect it to Purim and so on. Now we have this, some who say this mitzvah, the Haredim implies the mitzvah applies every day. Others say it implies once a year, okay? The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Kiseitze, mitzvah Tof Reish Gimel 53, says, he describes what the mitzvah is and so on. He quotes that sifra. You have to verbalize it. Talking about Miriam now. I'm talking about Amalek now, rather. But he writes about Amalek. Look in the second paragraph, 53. We don't know. We have no indication that it's at a specific time or a specific day and so on. Okay, it's his Mitzrayim. It tells us every day and every night and so on and so forth. Okay, but what about the story of Amalek? And some of the other ones, we don't know when you're supposed to do it. And so on. He says, maybe, look at the third line there, Pam achas b'shona, o shtei shonim, o shosh. Maybe once every year, every 2 years, every 3 years. I don't know, he says, you could be yotzei, right? And it's interesting, you look at the very end of the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, somebody who violates and doesn't remember the story of Miriam, of Amalek, rather, okay, look what he writes. Over, the last 2 lines, 53, over al zevelo zochar b'liwa kar b'fiv me'olam, me'olam. Then you blew this mitzvah. In other words, really, you only have to do it once in your lifetime. That's how the Minchas Chinuch there in Os Aleph of Siman Tov Reish Gimel understands the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, he understands he's talking about, you know, only once in a lifetime. So that's a different. On the other hand, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Zeseh Kuf Peites, the Rambam writes, we have to remember it. Look what he writes: Hamitzvah Kuf Peites, he should Sivano Lizko Ma'ashaslo on Amalek. Right? He was the first to do betas. They were all the time with regularity. Okay, so I'm not sure. Does it mean every day? Does it mean perhaps only once in a lifetime? That's what Minchas Chinuch understands. Okay, so that's a bit of an open question, and there are different practices. The Chidor, in one of his farm, in many farm, in a sefer called Tziporin Shamir, in Simon Aleph, he says, look, 56, he says, look, right? In order to do a mitzvah properly, you have to have kavana, says the Chidor, right? So therefore, there are certain things I think you should say as part of davening in the morning, okay? And we should fill out, or the end of davening. And he says, it's a mitzvah doraisa to do certain things, all right? And that's what we should do, is we should try to incorporate them and say, look at davening, l'shem yichud kucha b'richa, for example, right? Harani mekabel alay lo kusis baruch, kemo shit tzivonu mamad ha-sinai. You should say every day, I hereby accept upon myself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was God. That's a good thing, right? And Yud Dalet, he says, look at the next page, Bahareini Mekayim Mitzvah Asorah Zechiros. To remember 10 things. He has a list of 10 things we're supposed to remember. And he says, verbalize, I'm being Mekayim the Mitzvah to remember these 10 things. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos, Lamon, Maisa Molek, okay, Mamad Har Sinai, what Balak and Bilam did, because it's Ami Zichrono and so on, and Maisa Miriam. So the Chidor feels that this should be verbalized every day. In fact, in many Siddurim, as you know, at the end of Shacharis, they print by the Ashkenazim Siddur, by the Sephardi Siddurim, they have 10 Zechiras. These 10, yes, that's the Chidolis, right? All right, Asara Zechirot, right?
Yes.
Right, then we have, at Ashkenazim, they have 6, okay? But they're printed usually at the end of the Shacharis, for those who are able to say it. And that's what the Chidor recommends that we do. Now, it's just interesting, the B'nai Yisoschar in Mamor Chodesh Ador, in Mamor Gimel, Jewish Vav Osches, makes a distinction. He's talking again about Amalek, but he mentioned there are other times we can sneak in, and we'll get to it among Avram in a moment. But he says when the Arizal, he quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal says you have to remember these things every day. Okay? He says, in order to not forget, remember the two things, you have to remember and not forget, Zohar and Lo Tishkach, or Zohar and Hishomer. To not forget, he said, that can be done, that should be done every day. The Zohar, look at the last words, Zohar b'peh rak pamachas b'shonah. So he makes that distinction, and he says you should remember it every day so as not to violate mentally. Right? Mentally, you should think about it every day, but verbalizing it, that only required, he says, once a year. Okay? The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed says something else about Zechira. He says, when it says the word Zechira, like by Amalek, like by Miriam, okay, like by Yitzis Mitzrayim and so on, then you have to verbalize it. HaKabbalah Sosu B'peh. Ushar HaSkiris, but some of the others where it doesn't say Zohar exactly, then you can just mentally do it. Okay, so maybe that's a distinction when it says the word Zohar or not. But anyway, in terms of Miriam, it does say Zohar, so it sounds to the Chinuch like you have to mention verbally. Again, he doesn't say how often. That's a question, whether it's every day or not. Maybe it depends. You know, this B'nai Sosker says that it's enough not to forget that you have to do every day. Remember, verbally, that's once a year. Okay. The Shagas Aryeh, this is a side point in 59, the Shagas Aryeh discusses about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. And it's a bit of a little bit off the topic a little bit. Okay. He discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim and why, you know, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not so clear. He discusses, can you be Yotzei Belev or not? Let's just find the words. Because someone asked him, Im Adam Yotzei Chovas Haskar Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ay they hear her. Okay, can you just think about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay, we're not talking about a Pesach Mike. We're talking about the daily mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anyway, so in this context, the Shagas Aryeh talks about, I'll say it outside, this is in Siman Yud Gimel, he talks about Zechiras Mitzrayim, can you do it with Hirhor Lev and so on? And he says, according to the Gemara, it seems not, but maybe according to the Bryce, it is. All right, anyway, I have different approaches to that question. The Karen Ora also, there's a long Karen Ora in the beginning of Brochus and Gimel and Aleph, he talks a lot of different things about Mitzvah and Mitzvah Srikas Kavana and so on. And he mentions that the Rambam never seems to count any of the Zechiras, okay, as independent mitzvahs, other than Zechir of Shabbos and Zechir of Amalek. Okay, and he said, why? Well, what happened? And he doesn't say when. And why only those two? You know, so he's bothered by this also, the Karen Ora. Okay, and he says, how often? He always mentions also once a year. He quotes the Shagas Aryeh. He disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. He says, no, you absolutely cannot be Yotzei mentally in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But anyway, in the context of this discussion, okay, he says that maybe the last paragraph 52. He also mentioned some of the things that can be yotze with the parashas of Shavuah, and that's what he seems to hold about the chir of Maisa Miriam. It's okay to do it with the regular parashas of Shavuah, and it doesn't need any other reading. Okay. Now. Okay. Anyway. Just one second. Okay. It doesn't say it explicitly. I'm looking at it. It doesn't say it explicitly about the Parashah, but it doesn't require, he said it's not a real loss. It's not a real, it's enough. You know, you don't have to add on another special laning. Okay. In any event, what's the, what's our practice? What's our practice? Okay. So look in 61. All right. What's our practice? Olas Tomid. The early poskim, Simon Aleph, Sukkot and Vav, quotes the Sefer Mitzvah Ramban that it's a mitzvah saseh, and he says The Arizal also says you got to say it. Arizal Omer b'chol yom dalad zechiros. See that in Olas Tomin, the third line? He would say four zechiros, every day would say it. Shomat Torah, b'chis Amalek, zechiros Miriam, Shana says Mitzoraz, and zechiros Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that was the Arizal's Kabbalah, was to say four things, but to say them every day. Dalia Rabba also quotes us in the Talmid Arizal and some Aleph Sukkot in Zion. Shomer b'chol yom dalad zechiros, Matan Torah, b'chis Amalek, zechiros Miriam, and Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay, now, the Magen Avraham has the following suggestions, unclear if that's part of the Arizal. He writes in 63, in that same Sivkotten Beis of 63, he writes, Kosu Talmid Arizal, Besefer HaKavonos. I'm sorry, Isa B'Kavonos, that means Arizal. Okay, but it's not clear with this part. He says you have to do four things, fine. He says, you know when you can do it? In the Bracha of Ava Rabba, right before Kriya Shema, there are certain words where you have certain specific things in mind. For example, he says, when you say the words "v'kerav tanu," right? "V'kerav tanu l'shimcha gadol sel v'mes l'dos l'chol yachercho b'yavo," right before "Baruch Ata Hashem Abelchem Yisrael b'yavo," when you say the word "v'kerav tanu," that's Mamad Har Sinai. What it's called? That's Mamad Har Sinai. "L'shimcha hagadol," that's Mechias Amalek. Okay, because Hashem's name was lessened because Ein Hashem Shalom and Akise Shalom, right? Then "L'hodos l'cha l'yachercho b'yavo," "L'hodos l'cha." That's my Simeon, because it reminds us that the mouth was created to praise Hashem, not to speak Lashon Hara. Sounds like a bit of a stretch, but that's what he says. Okay, so and the other one is when you say Be'ahava, that's the Chet Ha'egel, where we did the opposite of that. So anyway, the Magen Avraham says that in the Broch of Abba Rabba, if you say that with Kavana, you can be Yotzei those mitzvahs. The Bar Hetev also quotes, right? He quotes in Kotan Aleph and Simon Samech. Right, he said the four things, the four zechiros, and again you can have it. He says, right? L'shimagadol, that's my samalek, right? L'hodos l'cha, you should have in mind that your mouth was created to praise Hashem, not to speak lashon hara. And l'yabiyavo is the other thing. It's a chet ha'egel. Now. Just one or two other things. The Tshuvas Yosef Omer Simon Chav Gimel is not happy with this. He says, what do you mean you're going to remember these things? What if you don't remember it? Okay, these things are not easy. You know, everyone's going to remember. Think about those things, Dafka. Okay, and he says that's not part of what the Arizal meant. Okay, the Arizal said you verbalize it. That's the Chidot consistent with what he said back in the Sefer Tzipor and Shamir. Back in 56, right? You say, L'shem Yichud. You say, M'kayim this mitzvah. Right, you actually have to verbalize it. And he says, just saying it hidden in another word, that's not enough. That's just like a mental thing. Yosef Omer is not thrilled with that approach. And another one of his works, Kaf Achas, Chidor wrote many, many Sfarms. Another one of his works, Kaf Achas, it's in Chof Hei, 66, Farnoda Chiyuv Hazchiros Pepeo Velev. And we mentioned him already in Ozayin, he writes, Hareini Zocher Mahashal Sakan Baruch Lemeim. Hereby I'm remembering, you have to declare it, he says. He doesn't like this idea that you're going to sneak it in with other words. You actually have to declare it. So writes the Chidah. That does not seem to be the standard practice. Well, again, some people do say the Shein Sechiros. The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Aruch Chaim Simon Samach and Siv Dalet, writes, Dad, the Sechiros Elu, Yesh Omo Sam Achar Tfilah. Some people say it right at the davening. Benidfesu B'Sidurim, as printed in the Sidurim. Shisha Sechiros, you have Ashkenazim, six Sechiros, Tis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Amalek, Akzofa, that's the rebellion. The eagle is the Chiris Miriam, and he says, but to mention them every day is Eno Elahidur Ba'almo. The Lomotzino Begemara Beposkim Chiv Zechiris Eil Rak Zechiris Mitzrayim. That's different. And that's in the Mishnah. Okay, we have to, and other things, Amalek is once a year and so on. This idea of every single day is not required. Okay, and therefore, you can be Yotze with other things. Okay, want to say it after davening, it's okay, but it's not an absolute requirement. There's no real chiyuv. It's a nice thing, but no real chiyuv. So we have different traditions. The question, sometime in your life, you have to read it. Again, most of us, I think, will rely on the idea that you can be yotze when it comes to the Parsha Shavuos. So this is another thing to pay attention to this Shabbos. We learn Parsha's Miriam. To remember, there's a mitzvah to say their eyes according to the Ramban. Others say you have to remember it every day. So some people do say those chiyuvs in the back of the siddur. Okay, And maybe that's required every day. Maybe like the Chinuch said, once in a lifetime. But there is this mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'll tell you when this mitzvah applies. You take a look in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim on Lashon Hara, right? The psicha to the mitzvahs I say. He said, I'm going to list you how many mitzvahs I say are involved in Lashon Hara. That's what he's going to say. And how many losas says also. So the Asay sect, number Aleph, Os Aleph. Over al yedei zel mitzvahs os asay zohar asashem asashem akachal lemiriam aderech. Right? If you speak lashon hara, then you're violating the asay of remembering what happened to Miriam. Because if you remember what happened to Miriam, you wouldn't speak lashon hara. What kind of dope would speak lashon hara? We know it's a terrible punishment like this could happen. So therefore, if you're speaking lashon hara, it means you're not remembering what happened to Miriam. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. Okay? And even though Miriam, you know, Moshe didn't care, and Miriam was older sister, everything I mentioned before. Okay? But you have to think about that. So Chofetz Chaim says, obviously, if you don't, if you're going to speak Lashon Hara, you're not thinking about it. Same thing in the Psicha to the Lavin, 69 in Rose Gimel. He writes, for over Nami, I'm a supper. If you speak Lashon Hara, you violate this also. You didn't keep yourself clear. You didn't protect yourself against Saras. So that's what he says. The Torah says you are, you do violate. So with that in mind, okay, the Torah says you violate the Isra of forgetting about Miriam when you speak Lashon Hara. You put those ideas together. Look what the Chofetz Chaim writes, and this will finish in source 70. In the Sefer called, the small Sefer, Kuntz, called Zachor Le Miriam. It's Lashon Hara. Look what he says, Zachor. Hainu im osek b'diburim im bnei odom v'olo lishkoch olavate diburim asurim. You want to know? You can talk about it. Should be once a week. Once a day. Once a year. Once in a lifetime. Says the Chofetz Chaim, practically, you want to know when this mitzvah applies? When you find yourself talking to people and you find you're going to get sucked in, okay, you're going to fall in, you're going to speak Lashon Hara, olo lishkoch olavate diburim asurim. Oz hamitzah lishkoch mashenas al-Miriam. That's when you better remember about Miriam. That's the idea. It's like a signpost, a warning. You know, a warning light goes off. Okay, that's what you should do. I don't know. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't talk about whether it's once a day or once a year or once in a lifetime. But one thing: when you find yourself trapped, when you find yourself about to fall in to speak lashon hara, that's when Oz hamitzah lishkoch mashenas al-Miriam. Those diburim by dayzeh yimna lebedaber diburim. So you'll change the topic. Right, you think, oh, well, I don't want to get involved with what happened to Miriam. Okay, you'll change your subject. So the Chofetz Chaim says, that's when the mitzvah applies. Okay, it may also apply once a day. If you want to have a Kodarach HaShulchan was a hiddur, or once a year, and maybe we're Yotze when we read it in the regular Parashat Shavuot, or like the Chiddush applied maybe once in your lifetime, whatever. That's a technicality, and we want to make that chiluk between the Zohar and Lo Sishkach that the Bnei Yisrael mentioned. Okay, but says the Chofetz Chaim very practically, the time to remember what happened to Miriam is a time when you find yourself very possibly going to fall into violate the issue of Lashon Hara. That's when it's a time to remember this episode with Miriam and to guard yourself accordingly. Okay, lesser known mitzvah, but at least according to Ramban, certainly one of the mitzvahs I say, do you remember what happened to Miriam? Okay, a good Shabbos to everybody.
It's curious that when we read Kiseitze, very